Feels Good is brought to you by Commonwealth Motors. Shop us less. You'll love us, Commonwealth Motors. Hey, Ayla.
Yeah.
What's good?
You'll love this story. Lori describes herself as one of those mothers. When Christmas Day arrived, she found herself fighting to put food on the table and keep a roof over her three children's heads instead of buying each of them a Christmas present. You see, at the time, they were living in a local hotel, and Lori had to make that extremely difficult decision. Do my kids get gifts this year? Or do I pay the hotel bill so we can continue to live here? Well, fast forward to 2020. A lot has changed since then. Lori no longer lives in a hotel. In fact, her kids are all in their early 30s now. And Lori lives with the love of her life. But if she hadn't gone through those struggles as a young mother, she never would have started the local charity, Campbell Christmas Angels. Her goal each and every year is to make sure that kids don't experience what hers went through. And parents don't have to make that financial decision between food on the table or a gift for their kids when it matters the most. This charity all started with Christmas gifts. And if you ask Lori, she says that the full garage, the basement, and storage unit she rents out to store all these gifts is all worth it. Because in over 7 years that Campbell Christmas Angels has been around, over 2,000 children have been blessed with gifts. Hearing Lori talk about her mission yesterday when I was on the phone with her was so inspiring. And the efforts have expanded from Christmas presents to Easter baskets. This year, 250 baskets and buckets have been stuffed with goodies for children who need it most. And I asked her how she gets most of her donations. She says that she works as a waitress at Cornerstones in Carver and Schooner's in Hull. All of her customers know that she helps these kids, and they come into the restaurants with dozens of goodies to help her stuff those baskets and those buckets. But the more she receives, the more kids that she can help. So head on over to CampbellChristmasAngels.org to find out more about this amazing local 501c3 charity. You can make donations through the website as well. So let's make sure that all kids who want one get Easter baskets this year.
Yeah.
And I want to thank Lori also, because I spoke to her on the phone yesterday, and I know she's listening right now. She really opened up to me yesterday about, you know, her personal struggles and how it's really changed her life today. So,
because we do focus so much on Christmas, and justifiably so, but we never think about kids who don't get anything for Easter and feel left out.
Yeah. So thank you so much, Lori, and thank you for taking my phone call yesterday. That's your It Feels Good for today.